Various methods have been developed to produce polymers for the coating industry. To a large extent, the process is determined by the reactants and whether there are byproducts to be removed during the course of the reaction. Bulk polymerization. In this process, only the reactants are loaded into the reactor. This leads to very high yields, but is not employed much these days due to variability of the final resin. Varnishes, fusion alkyds, and acrylics can be produced in this way, but the reactions are exothermic and it's difficult to control reaction temperature. Solution polymerization. In this process, the reactants and solvents are charged to the reactor. This solvent allows easier control of the reaction by the use of a condenser. The refluxing solvent is cooled through the condenser and returned to the reactor. It may be used to cool the reaction and limit the rate of polymerization, as in the case of acrylic polymerization, or it may be used to azeotrope water, a byproduct, out of the reactor. The resulting polymer is in solution, that is, it is dissolved in the solvent. Emulsion polymerization. A non-solvent, water, is used as the liquid carrier, or continuous phase, in this case. The monomers are fed into the water phase, which may contain stabilizers, resulting in the formation of an emulsion. Initiators are added to allow polymerization of the monomers inside the emulsion droplets. The result is a dispersion of solid polymer particles in water, and this allows very high molecular weight without a very high viscosity,